I'm Steve Dawson, and this is This Comedian's Life, a podcast where we talk to a variety of funny people about their lives in comedy. This week, I talk to actor, improviser, and podcaster Kevin MacDonald. Kevin is one of the founding cast members of the hit Canadian sketch show, The Kids in the Hall. Kevin has also made numerous appearances in film and TV. Kevin told me about moving between Canada and Los Angeles during his childhood, and the primate that inspired him to be an actor.
At seven, my father, the dental equipment salesman, perhaps you've heard of him, Hammy, the dental equipment salesman, he was transferred to Los Angeles, actually. So we lived there, actually in Burbank, for 2 years. That's where I lived across the street from NBC Studios, where they shot Johnny Carson and Let's Make a Deal. And
sure.
Every day on my way to school, I saw people dressed as pickles and cigarette packs.
Right.
And then we moved. After my mother was lonely, she wanted to go back to Canada, but we moved to Toronto, a suburb of Toronto, Mississauga, and I lived there to my early 30s. And after the Kids in the Hall thing, the show was over. The Kids in the Hall was split up, but after the show was over, I moved to LA forever. And then a few years ago, I moved to Winnipeg because I fell in love with a woman from Winnipeg.
Well, there you go. Was it a big cultural divide from Canada to Los Angeles, of all places, in the United States?
No. It's funny, even when I was a kid, when we lived in Montreal, I dreamt about Hollywood. I didn't even want to be an actor yet. I just liked, my favorite shows when I was a kid were The Monkees and Batman. And I remember my friends and I started making a giant balloon because we were going to, like, go to Hollywood. And then I found out we were sort of being moved there. It was sort of amazing. I was home alone for like 2 hours by accident in North 7, and I put on TV and I saw my first movie. It was the original King Kong. And after that, I guess because of the monkey, I don't know why, but I wanted to be an actor. I knew that.
Wow. And were you funny growing up? Were you shy? What kind of kid were you, Kevin?
You know what? I was both. I was shy and I was funny.
Mm-hmm.
But like, if the half the class of my high school, not half of every class, but half of the classes I went to would think that I was the funniest guy in the world, and the other half would think, well, he's a shy guy, he never talks, depending who was in the class. Like, if, for example, if it was law class, because I was in grade 11 and they were grade 12 and I was intimidated, I didn't say a word, and I did better in school, but I did better in that class.
Yeah.
But and also in the grade 11 class, if I was if there was a girl I had a crush on, I wouldn't say anything, I'd be shy. No one. But if I felt already comfortable, I'd be funny, and I guess I knew I was funny early on, like 11 or 12. And, it's an easy skill to know. I'm blessed that that's my skill that was chosen for me by the universe, because you do something and you make a noise, people laugh, and basically my career to this day is to make people make noises.
When Kevin started doing improv at Second City Toronto, he met Dave Foley, who shared Kevin's unconventional brand of humor.
Well, Dave and I met through Second City workshops, and then we met the others, and they started taking them sort of, and we were all auditioning for Second City, and Second City all told us, no, you're too weird for this, and half of us were complimented, oh, good, we want to be weird, but the real insecure part of us goes, oh, they're just being polite, they mean not funny, weird means not funny in this context, and you never know.
Yeah, how did that, you meeting Dave and then forming the rest of the troupe, how did that become a TV show, Kevin?
Ha! Well, it's funny. We I met Dave through Second City Workshops, and right away, at the end of the first class, I knew that him and I had comedy chemistry, and I asked him to join my troupe, but I didn't even have a troupe. I didn't even know his name. I forgot to ask his name. So I started a troupe, which became the original Kids in the Hall, which is Dave and I and another sort of great comedian, Luciano Casimiri,
okay,
who's now a big writer up in Canada. And we sort of were young and struggling and doing comedy things whenever we could in Toronto at a thing called Theater Sports and like other little... The little clubs we played, every time we played them, it happened three times where the club closed down next week. And we were always saying, oh, we close another one down. But we'd heard, in Calgary, where Theater Sports started, where Keith Johnson, the guy who invented it, was, there was a group of young people, like a couple years older than us, called The Audience. And we had heard they were just like us in their weirdness and the rule breaking and the way they were funny. And we were always fascinated with them like that for a year. And then they finally moved to Toronto, because Toronto's like the big smoke if you want to do something in comedy. and we the two groups sort of fell in love with each other, and there were like 13 of us at first, and people started quitting because they got writing jobs and Second City jobs, and they were successful. So the kids in the hall at first became, and Mark and Bruce were two of those guys. Mark McKinney and Bruce McCullough were two of those guys from Calgary. And it was whittled down to Mark, Bruce, Dave, and I. Luciano quit because of stage fright.
Really?
That's the legend. Anyway, who knows? There's probably 18 reasons that made him quit, but the one that makes the most interesting story is stage fright.
Sure.
But it makes sense. Like, he's a writer now.
Right.
And he is brilliant. And the other guys in Calgary, they were all brilliant. But then the four of us, it seemed to have some kind of chemistry.
Yeah.
And then Scott Thompson started he saw us do a show one day, and he actually heckled us and threw things at us. But he also said to his friend, "I'm going to be in that troupe."
Oh, cool.
There's something interesting. And for some reason, the chemistry of that five, anyone else that was in the troupe is as good as any of the five of us. But some reason it was that chemistry that took it off. And then I'll answer your question. I'll be quick because it's a long answer. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
But it was a big, epic question.
Absolutely.
So the five of us worked from the summer of 84 and the summer of 85. We got a club called the Rivoli, and which usually played like goth rock bands, but they allowed us to do comedy every Monday night, and we sort of pretended that we had a TV show, because every Monday night we did a show of completely new sketches. Mm-hmm. And then by the end of the year, we had built up an audience, and then it was Mark McKinney that suggested, we have some good sketches, why don't we rent a theater out, and we have an audience, maybe some people will come, and we'll do a Best of the Kids in the Hall show. And so for a week we did, and it became a really big thing in Toronto, and even got some national exposure. We were on a radio, a giant of radio. I think he's dead now, Peter Zowski. We got on CBC Radio, which was, like, amazing, and Much Music, the Canadian MTV, sort of had us on. And then by the end of the week, Lorne Michaels, who had been taken off 5 years of Saturday Night Live, made a big announcement that he was coming back to Saturday Night Live, and he sent talent scouts. And the one talent scout happened to come to our last show on Sunday, and it all sort of started with that. We were the next Monday we were signing deals with Canada's big comedy agent, and Lorne Michaels was talking to us about auditioning for Saturday Night Live, and it all started with that.
Kevin just launched his own podcast, a, quote, live old-school variety hour. I teased Kevin about including his name twice in the show's title.
It's the Kevin McDonald show, which is a lot of chutzpah to put your name twice in the title, by the way.
Yeah, I know. People think it's an egomaniac kind of thing. I hope it's just silly. That's what I'm going to
say. I think it's fantastic. Tell me real quick about the show.
Well, as it turns out, it went through a few incarnations, but it finally went to the one that I always wanted to do, which is everything. I want to do everything in this show. It's like sketches and monologues. I'm going to interview people. I'll do comedy songs. But the thing that I like the most about it, and it could be horrible, I don't know, but on paper the thing I like the most about it is that it's sort of like the old Jack Benny show, radio or MTV, where it's sort of a show within a show. And now it's been done 100 times, but I don't care. I don't have to. I'm 50 now. I don't have to be super original. it'll be different for podcasts. So it's sort of a show, and the sketches are real, but it's also me talking about the show with the guy who's supposed to be the producer and the guy who's supposed to be the band leader. And we have an announcer in the show, and because it's like an audio podcast, every time I do something physical, he'll say, hello, this is your announcer. Mr. McDonald's doing a very funny face, number 17C. I wish you could see it, our listening audience. Things like that.
Well, that must be pretty freeing just to be able to do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah, even if it is old Jack Benny stuff that Gary Shandling already did in his first show, but that's okay.
Thanks to Kevin McDonald for joining me this week. You can find Kevin McDonald's Kevin McDonald Show on iTunes or foreverdogproductions.com. Thanks for joining us. I'm Steve Dawson for This Comedian's Life.